4 HKX, mobile.
Patrick and 4 ZLK, mobile.
Doing this afternoon, Shane.
Mr. Pohl, I hope you are. You're done with your day?
I just made the switch and getting ready to start up the mountain.
Was a good day for you?
Bad day.
Answer.
Hope you had a good one.
Well, hell, this guy wouldn't let me over, and I just missed my exit. I'm trying and trying, and he would not slow down or speed up. And my turn signal on and everything. Now I'm headed the wrong direction.
Love it. The magnets.
See, trying to go to south on 385, and could not get the guy to, I couldn't slow down because of all the traffic behind me, and I wasn't going fast, probably 40 miles an hour, and he just rode right there beside me. Anyway, now I gotta go one exit the wrong direction and sit in traffic for a little bit.
Have people do that to me, and I'm like, why? I'll give them a little wiggle, then try to get them out of there.
Made it, except I had a dolly on me, and I wasn't sure that I cleared the dolly, and I didn't want to. I'd rather go to the next exit, or go up, you know, the wrong, I'd rather do what I did than try to force him. But if it was my personal time, I'd want him to realize what was happening.
I understand what you're doing. I'm not saying I would cut over, I'm just saying I'd give him a little wiggle. Make them think I am, and they usually get out of the way.
I was able to get north on 385, but if I missed that one, then I would be stuck in traffic and stopped on 85 north right past that. I'd be stuck there for a while.
That'd be good. Well, hopefully it don't take you too long to correct the problem and get back on track.
Just wait to turn around, and it's not bad up here on Roper Mountain Road.
I'm trying to figure out and make a plan for what's going to happen over on St. Mark and 290 all the way out to 25. That's going to be a big old cluster.
Way very often. Are they planning on doing some road work?
Pass line. St. Mark will be closed all through traffic starting the 20th of this month. And then 290 is going to be a mess. They're cutting across the road back and forth and all kinds of stuff down through there.
Hey, they were going to widen the road.
But maybe they will after they get this gas line put in. But they're going to have to buy up some properties and move some businesses or something.
M4ZLK. In the right direction now. Yeah, they're doing a little traffic study now. It looks like out near us, there in front of Aunt Sue's at that intersection. Looks like we may be getting ready to grow a little bit as far as, you know, having some work done. It may take a couple of years, but unfortunately, it looks like they're planning on doing something at that intersection.
I mean, they need to get ahead of the growth in the area or they're going to be really struggling. Because there's like three big housing developments going in on 290 up through there that's going to overload that road. And I know it's going on everywhere else in the county, too. So I don't live down here, but I can see it coming that it's going to be a real problem.
Here, but you spend almost as much time there as you do at home. Yeah, we're not growing, really. There's not a lot of growth. It's just... there's been several accidents, and here's the state trooper. It'd be a lot cheaper just to pay him to sit there every day and start writing tickets for the people that are doing 70 and 80 miles an hour down there and passing people on double yellow lines just because they can see for a while and not expecting somebody to make a turn. But we got neighbors that are, you know, there's one particular neighbor, he's from Atlanta, and every time he makes a post in a neighborhood community, you know, social media type thing, it's always about, this is what we did in Atlanta, and we should do this here, and blah, blah, blah. You're like, well, we don't want it to look like Atlanta.
That That gets me too. I have to bite my tongue sometimes with that one. We didn't do it like that back home. Well, you're not back home.
Just start writing tickets to the people that need it, and the word would get out, and I think traffic would slow down there. The fix is not to rearrange the whole area and put traffic lights and traffic circles, and, you know, it just, that takes away from everything.
Sometimes you, just like I say, working on cars, sometimes you have to fix the customer and not the car.
Right.
Now revenue sharing coupons and attitudes will change real quick.
I'm going to spend for the study, and if they actually do work, they can hire probably two guys or three guys and run, you know, run a shift. This is where you sit. This is your shift 5 days a week. And I guarantee you the problem would fix really quickly.
Probably right, but that's not our decision to make. Our, we'll leave it alone. I won't touch it.
Well, Jack had a good day. Got a couple of new little radios. Not new, but new to me. And played around with those for a little bit. Got to meet KB2HXS face-to-face. That was fun. I always enjoy meeting new people.
Lowering your standards.
And he's a really, you know, he's a really nice guy. I love giving him a hard time, and he gives it back. He's a good sport.
Hoping to drag him out of the woodworks there.
Studio playing music.
I've met him several times. I like Dave. I like to give him a hard time, too. But like you say, he takes it, dishes it out.
Got around, I guess. Doesn't have the radio on.
Hey, I'm coming into the black hole up here, so I'm going to hesitate step three. You stay safe tonight, and hopefully the weather doesn't get too bad before you can get back home. And maybe I'll catch you in the morning. I got to take the tool truck down and have new shoes put on the rear of it. So you stay safe out there tonight. Step three, KO4HK.
Enjoyed it as always. Be careful. Hello to Miss Elise. N4ZLK Mobile.
EJY Mobile.
4EJY N4ZLK. Good evening. It's Shane here. I know we've spoken, but I don't remember your name.
Hey, Shane. Yeah, Elisha on this end. Daniel's brother, which, you know, I believe you talked to several times.
His brother, I just couldn't remember your first name, but nice to hear you again, Elisha. I've just kind of given up on Daniel. I think he's gone AWOL.
He's been really busy. I'll have to, you gotta give him a break for that. He's been back and forth out of town a lot, and then his rig and his truck died, and he's kind of caught between, you know, a rock and a hard place, because his truck that his radio is in is dying, so he's trying to find a new vehicle, and he doesn't want to put a radio in there until he gets a new truck, but he doesn't know when that'll happen, so he's kind of in limbo right now. He doesn't have a mobile rig.
I just thought if he was listening, I'd give him a hard time, or you can pass that on. I do miss him. He was always fun to talk to, but I hate that that's happening. I hope it works out for him, and a lot of times, I've had my ticket for a long time, and I've gone through times where I didn't really get on the radio much, so sometimes you get too busy or need a break, or, you know, something else is going on, but tell him hello for me if you talk to him. I haven't heard him in a while, like I said.
I think he just hasn't been on in a while, and I honestly haven't been either. I've just been so busy running around. I've hardly even turned my base station on, check into the nets at night. Just early days and late nights, and honestly just haven't been on the radio much. So, but he's, we gotta get him set back up. He got on for a little bit the other day, and I heard him talking to someone. He was trying to reach out to me, but of course I didn't have my radio on.
Well, this is a hobby, so it's not something that you have to do, and it doesn't need to take over the life. But I have the way I work with my job right now, I'm able to keep one in my work vehicle and seem to be able to spend a lot of time on it. But I understand when you're at home or when you got things going on, it's not a priority, and it shouldn't be. So anyway, good to hear you, Elijah. I'm getting off the exit where I'm headed, and won't be long in the vehicle. So I'll let you go, but wanted to say hello, and hope you have a good evening, and pass on the hellos to Daniel for me. N4ZLK 73.
And it's good to hear you again. Yeah, I'll give Daniel a good kick in the leg for you. tell him that he needs to get on the radio. But it was good talking to you again, and I'll pass along the well wishes to him. KI4EJY, and I'll be mobile.